Carlos, I know a lot of talk has been about tipping of pitches with Helsley, but execution-wise, what are you seeing out of him right now?
Yeah, I think for me, that's the biggest thing. It's his ability to elevate the fastball. We saw it again today. You know, that homer there is a fastball, you know, on the power zone from the lefties. When he's effective, when he's at his best, he's able to elevate the fastball, and right now we're not doing that.
Any thoughts in particular why it has turned for him like this? He was, you know, performing so well before coming over.
Yeah, I mean, that's the frustrating part here. You know, that this is a guy you look up, he's 102, and they continue to take some really good swings, and then the way they're taking the breaking ball too, and I don't think he's tipping related. He made some adjustments. He's kind of like talking ahead. How do we help this guy? You know, because right now we're not doing that. And when you got that type of stuff and they keep hitting it like that, it's like something's going on here.
Okay. What is the difference?
Is he expressing to you, if anything? Is there anything he's saying to you?
No. I mean, execution, obviously making adjustments, you know, whatever it takes. But as far as like what he's expressing is, you know, like he feels good, obviously. The way the ball is coming out, he's just not, we're not getting results there.
What is the difficulty trying to find spots for him, that lanes for him that you feel comfortable pitching him in right now?
Yeah, I mean, and I thought today was a good lane for him, you know. And look, man, like we acquired this guy, we believe in this guy, and I keep saying it. In order for us to get to where we want to get, we're going to need it, you know. It's obviously hard for him right now, and for all of us, but we got to get him right.
Do you think there's anything to the mental side of a guy that comes to New York, pitching in New York for the first time?
I wouldn't say in New York. You know, like this guy is a closer. Closers, especially when you're that good, you know, for him. I mean, I think it's just, if anything, it's just the struggles, you know. But whether it's New York, San Luis, whatever the case might be, big league players are going to go through stretches where it's hard, but I wouldn't put it on like New York. These guys built for it. So,
with Holmes, had his changeup been that good before?
Yeah, today was one of the, especially lately, the changeup today I thought was really good. You know, when we saw it a couple times through the lineup against those lefties, you know, had death, had some swing and misses. Like he was good today.
When you brought in Soto, did you like the matchup, or did you think Holmes was getting a little tired?
Yeah, I mean, after a couple of walks there against the lefties, third time through, you know, you feel like you're in a position there with playing the matchups left on left, especially how Green is against righties. And, I mean, for me, it was just the two walks there against the lefties. Took my chances, and it didn't work.
Possibly you'll have Alvarez on Friday?
He's playing tonight, so we'll see. He's got to get through today, and then off day tomorrow, and then we'll see where we're at.